Today has been a day of action on domestic violence, with supporters flocking to Brisbane in remembrance of murder victim Alison Baden Clay. At the same time, services are reporting an increase in calls over the holiday period and are calling on governments to better resource their teams. CEO of Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia, Karen Willis, says they will struggle to meet demand even with extra staff. Ms. Willis told the ABC the $100 million in funding to the domestic violence services announced in September has yet to reach most organisations. Acting team leader of the Brisbane Domestic Violence Service, Belinda Cox, says they tend to see an uptick in contact after Christmas.
What we do tend to find is in the lead up to Christmas, we do get an increase in calls and an increase in people reaching out for support. But because our service is slightly different, we are a face-to-face service rather than just a crisis service. We sometimes experience a slight drop in contact once the school holidays start. And then what we find is that once the kids are back at school, partners back at school, it's that first day back at school that everything goes, I suppose, back to normal, where there has been a rise in DV over the Christmas period, that we get people reaching out for that face-to-face support.
Do you have any idea, even anecdotally, around why that might be?
What we do know is that across the school holiday period, obviously people do have partners who take leave, that partner's closely monitoring them. Then it's incredibly difficult for them to get to appointments, to reach out, to make phone calls. And obviously Christmas is a time that people would actually prefer to look at as a happy time. For many women, they don't want their children to remember Christmas as the time they had to leave the home or to flee. People want to try and make things, despite the fact that they might be experiencing violence or living in violence. Often women are trying to provide for their children, time that is enjoyable and peaceful and positive and happy. So I guess it's probably around people wanting to avoid making Christmas into too much of a traumatic experience, even though we do know that, unfortunately, there is an increase in domestic violence and with that associated trauma around this time of year.
Research by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows 1 in 5 Australian women have experienced violence at the hands of a partner. And 3/4 of all domestic violence victims in 2010 and 11 were women. 40 to 60% of people who reported domestic violence also reported abuse of their children. In September this year, 63 women had been killed at the hands of a partner. Last year, 12,500 women were victims of assault at the hands of a current or former partner in New South Wales. And while we have ample statistics on total numbers and some forms of assault, there is less when it comes to specific communities. In Queensland, the Ethnic Communities Council has set up a special service for women from the Indian subcontinent. Executive Director Yasmin Khan says they started the program because they believed it was important to tailor services to women who might not feel comfortable contacting mainstream organisations.
We've seen an influx of students here in Australia who are presenting with domestic violence situations, and they're going to mainstream organisations. And for all the wonderful work that mainstream organisations do, there are cultural issues surrounding women from the Indian subcontinent that maybe mainstream organisations would be unaware of. And they would need special treatment or just a special consideration because of that. And that's why we were started, I suppose. I mean, we'd been dealing with it privately within the community for a little while, but we thought that it was about time that we stepped forward and put our name out there and said, look, we're here to help and to open a centre for those women to come knocking on our doors. Any education that we can get for advising and educating the wider community or the community at large about domestic violence is terrific, and you're not going to capture everybody in that. But whilst there is an awareness raising, then everyone gets the message, I suppose, in that regard. And you can't necessarily pinpoint particular cohorts of people and target advertising to those people. And that's where we as an organisation come in, and we launched some posters about 18 months ago that targeted our community, that went into our mosques and our Sikh temples and our Hindu temples, and it had imagery around those particular women. So a mainstream organisation wouldn't necessarily attract that particular type of advertising because they don't service that particular type of client.
Figures from Queensland Crisis Support Service DV Connect say 7% of callers are women from non-English speaking backgrounds. But Yasmin Khan says it's very hard to tell how many of these women use domestic violence services because a good deal simply won't report to them.
Anybody that worked in the area would tell you that migrant women represent a lot higher than 7 or 8%. The other issue, of course, is that you hear lots of anecdotal stories, and that's because a lot of migrant women just aren't going to tell their story. And they're not reporting because they don't want the police to come and make a scene in their house. They don't want to go through the justice system. They don't want to go to the court. We have one cohort of people here that we've come across that aren't reporting, but police are called to domestic violence incidents. And because of the severity of the incident, the police are actually putting in the application, but the women are then going to the court the next day and withdrawing it. They're just not participating at all, and they're not cooperating at all. And then there's a whole heap of reasons why they're not doing that as well. And it's not just necessarily about trust. It's about shame in the community, and it's about embarrassment for their family, and it's about community pressure. A lot of it is about community pressure, and all, you know, the leaders of the community would suggest to them that maybe you don't want to say anything. And So there's some of the difficulties that we have, of course, is getting that real figure. And that's the difficulty, is understanding that there's incidents happening out there, but they will never, ever come before a help centre or a policeman or a judge because they're just going to tolerate it.